Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Okay, so what's going on with your daughter and this birthday party?
Oh, yeah. So Zoe was invited to a birthday party, and she called me because she was like, Mom, I'm supposed to buy a ticket to go to my friend's birthday party. Like, they are charging people admission to come hang out and party. And she was just like, is this what people are doing now? And we kind of begged the question because I got put in the situation last year. I was going to a friend's birthday party, and they went the extra mile and actually put it on Eventbrite. So you had to buy a ticket for their birthday party through Eventbrite, and it was like $27 or something like that. But at the time, I remember we even talked about it, and I was just like, is this going to become a thing? Are we going to be charged to go to people's birthday parties now? But my friend who I went to, their birthday party last year, they used those funds, and their birthday party was awesome. Like, it was one of the most fun birthday parties I'd been to, with gluten-free fried chicken. I mean, he got me with the fried chicken right there. But they had a lot of fun games. Like, the decorations were really neat. They rented out a place that was really, like, fancy and bougie. And so the whole experience, I felt, was completely worth that $27 price tag. Now, the thing about Zoe's situation, however, is not only are they charging for admission to this party, but you have to buy a gift, or they didn't say in lieu of a gift. So
sure,
she's
so it's expected, I guess.
Yeah, she's still expecting to have to pony up some cash. And again, these guys are in their early 20s, so I believe her friend is turning 24. And she saw it, like, her friend saw it on Pinterest, that people are starting to do this, and it's so you can create a theme, a party that people are willing to come to.
So do you get the funds beforehand, I guess I'm assuming? Like,
yeah,
you get the Venmo funds beforehand so you know how much you can spend and really bouge it up.
Oh, yeah. There's a cutoff for tickets and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so, like, there's a guest list. If you're not on this guest list, you're not getting into this party. If you didn't pay for your ticket, then you are not getting in to this celebration. And again, I feel like this is a new aged way of doing things. One, I really like it because we're in the age now of people not wanting to collect more things. I know I'm there. I don't need any more things, really. I mean, unless you're getting me a signed Jamal Murray jersey, I don't need anything, you know? So I think that this is kind of along those trends as well, is instead of getting a gift for somebody, contribute to the party, make it a fun thing, and you know, people will be more than willing to attend it.
Didn't say no gifts, so maybe
her party, yes, did not say no gifts. So that's where, again, like, I think the
younger, do you know how much the ticket price was?
She said it was $25.
$25.
$25
to get in to the party.
Plus the gift.
You might be $50 in.
And they also made it known that at this specific party, any kind of drinks, like, it's not an open bar, so you're going to be spending money on your own drinks. They have food and whatnot provided, but the drinks,
again, I love whatnot,
you
so
have to pony. Yeah, well, you know, the food and the snacks and stuff like
nibblies,
that, party favors,
little finger sandwiches
are included in the ticket,
bowl of Chex Mix,
exactly. Yeah, the nice little snackies.
So God, I don't know where I land on this.
Yeah.
I feel like last year when we talked about this with the adult party doing it, I was a little irritated.
Yeah, I didn't like it last year. But then again, when we saw what the money went to, I was like,
it was
okay,
a banger of a party.
I like this.
And you ended up going, right?
I did, yeah.
It was a great party.
It was awesome. It was so much fun.
If anyone wants to sound off about this, phone lines are wide open. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Would you go to a party where they are charging you admission to get in? Have you thrown a party where you charge people? Have you been to a party? Any of this? Any comments about going to a birthday party where it's going to cost you to get in? Would love to talk to our listeners. I know we've got a lot of newbies listening right now, too. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. My quick observation before we hop into a little Jay-Z and Rihanna here. If it's costing you $25 to $50 and you're 24 years old, you're going to probably drop that out at the club on a Saturday night anyway, right?
Well, again, you have to pay for your drinks on top of that with this party.
It's going to be $100
Let's say $100 night. You're going to drop that at the club on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So why not do it and support your friend and let your friend throw kind of a fun party, and then you can turn around when it's your birthday and do the same thing.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of unique and kind of fun on the surface level.
I do too, because, like, I just think of my birthday parties that I had as a young adult and getting into my 20s and 30s and whatnot, and they were lame. I know. Like, I don't think
you had whatnot at your parties.
I did have whatnot at my parties, and it was lame. And I don't blame people for not wanting to come. So if this makes it so people are more willing to be a part of the festivities, I think that's also very good.
Gen Z. Like, look at me, look at me.
That's it. It's the gen, but again, like
throw
party,
me a party.
They're the Instagram parties.
Yes.
Yeah, it's made for Instagram.
Katie, give a quick recap of what's going on.
Yeah, well, Zoe got invited to a birthday party. One of her friends is turning 24, and they are charging admission to said party. It's $25, pay to play kind of thing. So we're just wondering, is that something that you'd be willing to do? Would you pay money to go to a birthday party? Like, get your ticket off Eventbrite and stuff.
Can you imagine? Even if it's, not Eventbrite. You get like an actual invitation in the mail to a party. Hey, I'm having my party. And then you open it up and you read further down. And it's like, it'll cost you $25 to get in.
Yeah.
Like, how would you react to that?
RSVP so I can book the DJ.
I'm trying to decide how I would feel about that. I guess it really depends on how long you've known the person, too. Like, if you would pony up the cash, I don't know. What are your thoughts on this? Paying to get into a birthday party, 303-691-1649. Here's Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hello. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. So give us your thoughts. Chime in.
So I'm 29, and I completely think this is BS. I think friends and relationships are just getting to the point where it's all transactional. And instead of you wanting people to be there, you just want an event to show off to other people. So things are just becoming less intimate, and it's all about the picture to post and who you're with and what are you doing. And I just think it's just ridiculous. Like, next we're going to be asking people and charging people to come to our wedding.
Yeah.
Well, we've had those talks on the air, too.
You make a good point. But, you know, I like how you're thinking there, too, because it's like, it's not just about, you know, oh, I want my guests to have a good time. It's all about my guests enjoying their time at my party. No, you're right. It's a little selfish, isn't it? Like, look at me.
Well, what if you tag all your friends, like, in your picture and say, thanks to everybody supporting me, and list everybody out? What if you're, like, actually acknowledging your friends, though, Christine?
I just think it's all so silly. I think social media has just taken over way too much, and we're just like, it's your birthday. You know, like, you're just celebrating a birthday. You're 24 years old. You're not going to Cancun or whatever. And then $25, and you don't even get alcohol. If I was 24 years old, I wouldn't go. What does my $25 include?
You got to get your drink on. It includes nibblies. Some finger foods, Christine.
Nibblies. But you're right. The word you used was transactional. I think that kind of sums it up. Like, it's becoming more and more just tit for tat type of thing anymore instead of just enjoying each other's company.
Okay, but I got to ask you, Christine, like I brought up before the break, you're going to go out to the club on a Saturday night and drop a hundo. So why wouldn't you just do it to support your friend and have a good time, you know, for their party?
That's where you kind of got me, to be honest, because I think the club is like you're choosing to go there and you're choosing all collectively to be there and you're giving your money to a place instead of your friend. Like, giving somebody $25 per person, that's just already so much money. Like, are you getting a gourmet meal? I don't know, for little finger foods and stuff. That just seems excessive.
Yeah. Nibblies.
Nibblies.
Stop.
Stupid nibblies. Christine, what are you doing for the old Dirty 30?
Well, I am more excited for 31 because it's my golden year, so I'm more excited for that. So next year will be more exciting.
Really? Okay. You got nothing planned for the big 3-0, huh?
No, I got a wedding in October, so trying to keep it. Unless I have a birthday party and charge everybody $100.
Damn straight. That's how you do it. That's how you do it, girlfriend. Appreciate you calling in and sounding off and slamming social media. Before we hang up, make sure you follow us on Instagram, okay? Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the IG. Would really love it if you did that. Appreciate you.